Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler in Dire Straits bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Tatum is our guest. Doug Tatum is the chairman of the board, Newport Board Group. He's an entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University. He teaches our kids and when they land at Florida State, and he's trying to make a big dent in this deficit of understanding of how the marketplace works. Doug, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your hard work and making this effort. You know, one of the things I'd like to stick in here before we get back to your course, when you and I were coming up, and I know my grandkids love it when I start my conversations like that, but when you and I were coming up, we had jobs. You know, we mowed yards. We worked, you know, we delivered. We had paper routes. We had, I mean, you're younger than me, but still, you know the era I'm talking about. We looked forward to getting a job at the supermarket or flipping. My first job with a W-2 was a flipping hamburgers, and so sure. I learned the contribution of work to an entity, and even though I didn't, and, you know, at 18, 19, 20, I didn't really understand maybe the whole profit calculation. I just knew that it was essential to me having a job. In fact, some of my bosses reminded me of that. But we got a couple of generations that haven't gone to work. I mean, and if they raise minimum wage to $15 an hour, it's going to make it worse. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I don't know whether it's the caliber of kids that we're getting in our entrepreneurship program. I just literally yesterday afternoon, I'm on the admissions committee, so I was looking at the applications to join our college, and you know, it was interesting. I was actually made a note that most of these kids had been working through high school, certainly while they're in college, which is unusual. But the second thing is, I do agree that if you remove some of the starter jobs out of the economy, let me put it this way: part of this course, I have a schedule that talks about the capital cost of an employee. Mm-hmm. A $40,000 a year employee is the equivalent of somebody buying a $300,000 piece of equipment and paying it off over 7 years. Mm-hmm. And part of that whole analysis in this course is that you either integrate with technology, or you're going to be replaced by technology. Mm-hmm. The higher you make, the more expensive you make labor, the quicker companies will automate.
That's exactly
that
right. And so
Forty years ago,
when they raised minimum wage, I was here, and it was inflationary because nobody had any other options but to pay more money for all that labor that was doing the jobs. Today, raising minimum wage doesn't have that much of an inflationary impact, but it does cause employers to seek other options, which they now have that they didn't have 40, 50 years ago. And here's the rest of the story. Small businesses have those options now, where 30 years ago it was only big business. We now have incremental options to use technology instead of a person, and that's going to impact this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. I mean, you talked about flipping burgers. Last time I went at McDonald's, I ordered on a kiosk, you know, and I can tell there's a significant number of less people there. But notwithstanding all of that, what the real issue that I'm finding, and again, I reinforce, this is not just a student issue. This is an everybody issue, that a vast majority of the public that are working for companies out there or outside of companies and not for profits or whatever the case may be, view profit as something that's taken from a customer, as opposed to a customer knowingly giving a company a profit because they voted for their product. mm-hmm. against other competitive products, knowing that company was making money. And it's a fascinating discussion. I wish we could film one, where I sit with a group of students and we go through that discussion. And what's interesting is that I ask them, you know, give me your absolute most extreme examples, you know, challenge everything that I'm saying, tell me where I'm wrong. We do this over a week, two classes. And the end result of it is 99% of them come back around and say, well, we just never have been asked about it. We've mm-hmm. never thought about it. We've never been challenged to think through the fundamentals of this. And then, of course, we get into, in this course, the difference between profits and cash and the timing differences, why capital markets exist.
Right.
You know, we create a case where you have a business that needs money and who's going to take that risk. And why would they take that risk? Why would they vote for your business? So, you know, it is like basics, but it turns out to be a very entertaining set of discussions. But it's a real problem out there, Jim. It's a really, really big problem.
It is. And what's shocking to me, folks, as Doug has told us about this over the last several years, is at least your early respondents to your polling were 100% students who entered voluntarily the entrepreneurship program. They were coming in to be entrepreneurs.
Well, it actually was in a business school originally in Nashville at a major university. And then, obviously, I tested the same thing in different places.
Yeah.
And it's all consistent. It doesn't,
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick
break. It doesn't matter if you're in a business school or not.
We're going to come back with Doug Tatum and talk some more about this right after the break. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. No Man's Land. No Man's Land. That's Doug's book, A Survival Manual.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.